Emails, VP Joe Biden signed off on statement to press about Hunter's Burisma position despite claims of no involvement. By Wendell Hasebo on March 22, 2023. Then Vice President Joe Biden approved an official statement in December 2015 about Hunter Biden's position on a Ukrainian energy company's board despite claims he was not involved with the family's business, emails obtained from the National Archives show. Since assuming office, at least 7 times Joe Biden or his communications team have outright denied and deflected questions about involvement in the Biden family enterprise. Biden acted at all times in a manner consistent with well-established executive branch ethics standards. Andrew Bates, a spokesman for the president's campaign, said in 2019, he carried out the Obama-Biden administration's policies without regard to any interests other than the public's and neither discussed this with his son nor was involved in any way with his son's private business pursuits. But those denials have been proven false again by a new trove of emails uncovered from the National Archives by America First Legal. The new trove of emails unearthed by a lawsuit against the archives shows Biden and Hunter coordinated through their respective associates in response to questions from reporters about if Hunter's position on Burisma's board undermined then-Vice President Biden's credibility in pushing anti-corruption measures. In April 2014, Hunter joined the board of Burisma. Just 2 years before Joe Biden stated he forced the firing of Ukraine prosecutor Viktor Shokin, who was investigating Burisma. Despite Hunter's lack of experience in Ukraine or the energy sector, he was paid $83,000 per month by the energy company, or $1 million per year, just weeks after his father was announced point person on U.S. foreign policy toward Ukraine. Emails previously released from the archives show Hunter advised the office of Vice President Biden in 2014 on how to handle media inquiries regarding his position on the board of Burisma. A potential violation of federal law due to Hunter failing to register as a foreign agent. That trend appears to have continued well into 2015 when Kate Bedingfield, Biden's former communications director, told Hunter's top financial lieutenant Eric Schwerin via email that Joe Biden approved a statement regarding Hunter's board position. Notably, Bedingfield departed the White House in 2023 just as the House Oversight Committee probe into Joe Biden heated up. VP signed off on this. "We'll give this quote to reporters in my name shortly," she said, including the quote below in the email. Hunter Biden is a private citizen and a lawyer. The vice president does not endorse any particular company and has no involvement with this company. The vice president has pushed aggressively for years, both publicly with groups like the U.S.-Ukraine Business Forum and privately in meetings and with SIC, Ukrainian leaders, for Ukraine to make every effort to investigate and prosecute corruption in accordance with the rule of law. It will once again be a key focus during his trip this week. Schwerin, who is expected to cooperate with the Oversight Committee's probe into Joe Biden, replied with a request to fix a typo in the statement. Emails show the statement, approved by Joe Biden through Bedingfield, was then given to Paul Sine, formerly of the Wall Street Journal, and reportedly to former New York Times reporter James Risen also. To avoid conveying further information from the White House, a second tactic by Joe Biden's team was to point reporters to a man named Amos Hochstein, who is the point person for international energy affairs at the U.S. Department of State. Emails show Bedingfield steered both Sine and Risen to speak with Hochstein to gain a unique and valuable perspective on the relationships in Ukraine. According to Politico, the most influential Joe Biden advisor that most people don't know about is Hochstein. Axios has described Hochstein as one of President Biden's closest confidants. America First Legal President Stephen Miller stated the emails are a bombshell that shows Hunter and Joe Biden often coordinated about the family's business dealings. They are explosive revelations that conclusively demonstrate that there is no daylight between Hunter and Joe Biden on Ukraine, he said in a statement. Taken together with the Oversight Committee's revelations about the Biden family finances, it is now indisputable that there is a need for a full criminal investigation into the Biden's foreign influence peddling and exotic foreign financial payoffs, Miller said. On Thursday, the House Oversight Committee revealed a Biden family business associate received a $3 million wire transfer from a Chinese energy company and subsequent payments after Joe Biden left the vice presidency in 2017. In turn, the family business associate sent $1.3 million to Hunter, James, Hallie, and an unknown Biden. Joe Biden denied the payout on Friday when questioned about recent revelations the family received funds from China. Despite the overwhelming evidence, President Joe Biden continues to deny his family's involvement in suspicious foreign financial transactions, House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer, RKY, said in a statement. In 2018 and 2020, Breitbart senior contributor and Government Accountability Institute President Peter Schweitzer published Secret Empires and Profiles in Corruption. Each book hit number one on the New York Times bestseller list and exposed how Hunter Biden and Joe Biden flew aboard Air Force Two in 2013 to China before Hunter's firm inked a $1.5 billion deal with a subsidiary of the Chinese government's Bank of China less than 2 weeks after the trip. Schweitzer's work also uncovered the Biden family's other vast and lucrative foreign deals and cronyism. Breitbart political editor Emma Jo Morris's investigative work at the New York Post on the Hunter Biden laptop from hell also captured international headlines when she, along with Miranda Devine, revealed that Joe Biden was intimately involved in Hunter's businesses, appearing even to have a 10% stake in a company the Scion formed with officials at the highest levels of the Chinese Communist Party. Follow Wendell Hussebo on Twitter at Wendell Hussebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.